It's one of the oldest stories in literature. A man goes off to war and disappears. His wife thinks he's dead. Another man takes his place. Then the husband returns. When Homer wrote it, it was about Odysseus and the Trojan War. In the new movie Brothers, the war is Afghanistan.
October 7, 2007. 4 days till we deploy. Grace knows I would do anything to get back to her. Anything. Today I wrote her a letter.
The soldier is played by Tobey Maguire, the wife by Natalie Portman, and in the modern twist, the man that comes between them is the soldier's brother, played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Just say it, you know what I mean? All right, he told me I could borrow the car whenever I want.
Sam's dead.
What are you talking about?
He's dead, Tommy. Come here.
Why didn't you call me? Why'd you let him go over there, Grace?
Tommy.
For what now, huh?
The director, Jim Sheridan, is with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Just off the plane from Ireland.
I am, but it's a good flight and they treat me well. All the air hostesses know me.
You're best known for your films about the Irish experience. My Left Foot, Name of the Father, In America, about the Irish diaspora. And this is quite a departure for you. I mean, it's a war film. It's set in an American suburb. What attracted you to the story?
Well, you know, the truth is I'd seen Susanna Beer's movie.
This is based on a Danish film.
Yeah. And I really liked it. And I thought I could remake it without damaging it and maybe just do something slightly different.
But what interested you? Was it the story of a family in conflict, or was it the war part, the Afghanistan part?
Well, it's funny you should say that. You know, it's kind of split in two, like the Iliad and the Odyssey. So, you know, it's more the journey home, and it's more about being in America, being a soldier returned from the war, rather than it's about, you know, being in Afghanistan. So, I mean, family dynamics always interest me, putting the family back together. And in this movie, I wanted it to be a kind of story that, despite the terrors and horror that the main character goes through, that the family in some kind of profound way stood behind him, you know?
I know you love to explore family in your films. Was any of this based on your own family, your own brothers?
Yeah, you know, when I was 12, we changed from a little cottage house, and we moved into a big house, but we kept lodgers. So, in essence, there were two families in the house. There was the nuclear family and the other family, and they both had their power structures. They both had their kind of father figures. The lodgers always had one dominant male who ruled his side of the roost, you know. And then on the other side, my dad. And I remember fights between my dad and some of the lodgers, you know, where the two males would be like two bulls fighting on the floor. My mother would still just be pouring the tea out, though.
Jim Sheridan, we've been talking about the classical influences of this film and, you know, that it's based on this Danish film. Where do you make it real? How did you make it so that this was a real story of real people happening in an American suburb?
Well, you know, I don't really know how I do things in a funny way. You know, I always just judge the truth, you know. I had a brother who got a brain tumor and it kind of slowed his motor functions. So first his smile went slightly. So I became interested in people acting, and that if they were malfunctioning in acting, I always felt like they were dying. So my instinct was to protect them and love them. And I think that's beyond words. If I walk on a set, that's just what I feel. I don't have to say it. It's just in the air. The way the unspoken is in the air.
Well, it's interesting you talk about losing your smile, because in this movie, Tobey Maguire, who plays the young Marine, you can sort of see those layers stripped away from him.
You
can definitely see that. Was that intentional? I mean, did you talk to Tobey Maguire about this?
Yeah, you know, in a funny way, I wouldn't talk really in a kind of prescriptive way about anything like that. I think what I try to do is set up circumstances and let the person figure it out, you know, and I'm very good at not interfering. Toby, I knew he could he could lose the complexity that's in his head and gradually be reduced to a tabla, you know, with nothing there except blank, you know.
It sounds like you sort of direct differently for different actors. I mean, mm-hmm. you certainly had a very successful collaboration mm-hmm. and career with Daniel Day-Lewis. You yeah. did three films with him.
Yeah.
But this is slightly different because you have these young stars who have become famous in blockbusters. Was this different for you, sort of dealing with these young yeah. stars who really are recognizable big names?
Yeah, it was different in different ways. You know, like I say, Toby's complex, loves control, where Jake is a kind of very, I kind of say Jake is a 360-degree actor. You know, he's watching what's going on 360 degrees. And it's like almost as if his family background with his mother as a writer and dad as a director has allowed him to live in the world of movies like a normal person. And he's great. And he's like anybody who's really talented, they're kind of very odd, you know. I don't mean odd in a bad way. They're alive and they're not easily malleable. But an easily malleable actor is really a boring actor, you know.
We haven't talked about Natalie Portman yet. And in many ways, she has the hardest role in this film.
I've loved you since I was 16 years old. You know that? If you don't tell me what happened, you're not going to see me again.
Natalie's great. Oh, what's the word for it? You know, she has her biggest drawback is her beauty, you know. Because sometimes when somebody's that beautiful, you go, what the hell is she doing in that house, you know, with a Marine that age? And, you know, and Natalie is just a very strong individual. And if you were in a war, you'd want Natalie Portman at your back. That's all I can tell you.
So, Jim Sheridan, when I heard about the movie, I sort of assumed that the war would be a pretense for this family story. Mm-hmm. And so I was really surprised that there were actual scenes mm-hmm. that showed the war that were incredibly brutal. What are you trying to say about the war in Afghanistan? I mean, do you have a message there?
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, I won't ever deny message or non-message. When you're in a situation where you're making a movie about a war, it's very hard for it to be entertainment. It almost like by definition steps out of entertainment, and you, no matter what you do, you're into a propaganda space because war is beyond entertainment.
In the last 20 years, mm-hmm. you've directed a total of 6 films. Mm-hmm. You tend to write, mm-hmm. and produce, and direct, and mm-hmm. spend a lot of time on them. And I noticed that, including Brothers, you have 4 movies coming out in the next couple of years. What's up with that? Have you changed your work style?
I have a little bit. You know, I think it's a lot of that not making a lot of movies is 2 things. It's the first movie I made was a big success and it was hard to follow up, you know. And you get a fear factor going on.
That was My Left Foot?
Yeah. And then I don't want to be ruled by fear because I was afraid. It was simple as that. I was just afraid I'd fall on my face. And that what my strengths were, I thought, was Irish and known the dynamic. And then I just decided, you know what, maybe people are the same everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Because, it, like you say, it's family dynamic. That's the same the world over. You know, it's not that much different. So it was great to make this movie. It was very easy most of the time, except for the odd blow-up, but they weren't big-time blow-ups, you know. And I'm not as afraid, I think, as I used to be, you know. I'm not as worried about the outcome because I know it's beyond my control.
Jim Sheridan directed the movie Brothers, which hits the movie theaters on Friday. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
I really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks.
Our program is directed by Kate Davidson this weekend. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Alice Winkler, Kenya Young, Travis Larchuk, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Matt Sennewald. The technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Cal Southworth, John Widuff, Aimee Brunn, and Mark Greenhouse. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. Guy Raz will be back next weekend. I'm Robert Smith. Have a great week.